Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy with you here. Noon on a hump day. Congratulations. Halfway to the weekend. It's all downhill from here. Easy, smooth sailing from here.
Whoa.
Hey, the last hour of the radio program was brought to you by Bobby Jones Golf Course, Atlanta. Golf open to everyone. Visit BobbyJonesGC.com. This hour is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to MarkSpain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll get into an NFL no huddle a couple of minutes from right now. Back into some Falcons mini camp audio from yesterday. Obviously, Kirk Cousins met with the media, as did Raheem Morris and others. We'll let you hear what they had to say. And then the back page with Bo coming up at 12:40.
One more thing, because I see the McAfee of them there. Like, would you wear that shirt?
If I was a Pacers fan?
If you're a Pacers fan.
Yeah, okay. I'd wear that.
Okay, I was just curious. I love that shirt. I'm not a Pacers fan, so I would never wear it. But,
can we say what it says?
Yeah.
I think we could say
over 8 D's.
Over 8 D's. It could be in relation to anything. Because the Halliburton overrated poll and all that kind of stuff, they've turned that into a rallying cry.
90 of a 1,200 players?
I think it was, 90 players participated, and he was some percentage of that, which means like 14 anonymous guys in the league said that they think Tyrese Hop, whatever.
Yeah.
Facts are irrelevant. Rallying cry.
Yeah.
It's a rallying cry. It's like when Kirby said they were going to be 7-5. Nobody said that.
Nobody said that, Kirby.
But if they believed it in the locker room and that helped you win a national championship, then that helped you win a national championship. Like, no one who knows anything believes Tyrese Halliburton is overrated. Yes. Tyrese Halliburton's a hell of a player.
He's a very good player.
If you want to debate whether or not you think he's a superstar, you be my guest. You be my guest to do that. What I think he is the best player on a team that's in the NBA Finals and won a game.
Yes.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. He's a good player.
In fact, I know that.
He's a really good player. Say again?
I know that to be true.
Oh, I mean, because it's factual.
Yeah, it's factual.
Now, some people can debate if he's the best player on the team or whatever, whatever. Some people think Pascal Siakam and everything like that.
Fair enough.
Yeah, he's a fine basketball player that if he gets it going tonight, it's going to be a series. He's got to get it going. Now, OKC has a lot to do with him not getting it going.
Yes.
Yes.
But I also think he has some to do with that, too.
You think
because he's done it. I'm not trying to take anything away from OKC because they do that to people.
Right.
They did it to Anthony Edwards. They did it to him in game two. But the Knicks did it to him a couple of times. The series before that.
Remember, he had 8 points.
Who did they beat in the series before that? Celtics.
Yeah.
No, the Knicks beat the Celtics. Whatever. But other teams in their path in these playoffs.
Cleveland
did that to him a couple of times as well. If you watch him play throughout the season.
He struggled to start the season.
He's a guy who that happens to sometimes.
Right.
And I don't know, maybe that leads to the debate that people have about superstar. But, like, in order for them to win the game, he's got to be a big part of it from start to finish. That's all there is to it.
I agree. I agree with that because OKC is one of them smell blood teams.
Mm-hmm.
They are a smell blood team, and they don't let you back up. So Indiana better get this one because they don't get it tonight. I mean, I still think that OKC wins the series, but if they don't get this one tonight, it's a sweep.
Yeah, well,
I'm not sweet, but
I think Oklahoma City is a smell blood team who kind of forgot that they were in game one. Because remember, they let them back in,
yes.
Right? Like, that was one of the things we talked about leading into the series was you're not going to have one of those Pacers miracles against these guys. And then they did. Because they do it against everybody. I think that's the best thing that could have happened to Oklahoma City.
Yes.
Because they're never going to let that happen again.
Yes.
There's no way they're going to be up 9 with 45 seconds left like the Knicks were.
It's starting to smell like
game's over.
Philly, Louisville, and Los Angeles, and the Lakers.
That's what it feels like to me. It feels like they got game one in epic fashion, like Iverson and the Sixers did all those years ago. And then Kobe and Shaq were like, nope, this is over. And then smoked them.
Oh, right.
Feels like that's what the Thunder are doing.
I thought I saw this yesterday. Rusty just sent this to me. The NCAA hints at a positive momentum towards men's basketball games moving to quarters from halves.
Oh, all right.
I like that.
Sure.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I like that.
It's been 20-minute halves my whole life.
Yeah, I know.
It never bothered me.
I know. That's why I'm like, I like that.
Okay.
Okay, quarters. Why not?
But why, though?
That's what I'm saying. Are you going to go to 12-minute quarters, or is it going to be
10-minute
quarters?
I
don't know.
So.
I don't know.
I guess with fouls, that'll reset because they do that by quarter.
Andy, the NCAA, I don't know why they do the things they do anymore.
Yeah, I don't either.
Yeah,
but you said you like it.
I said, yeah, I like it. Why not? That's what I'm saying. Like,
okay.
Why not?
Give it a shot.
Yeah,
I see.
Like,
I see. Well,
yeah,
I see.
Like,
I
why
see.
Not?
Got
but,
it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anytime there's change in the NCAA.
They love change.
Hell yeah, they do. That's why they're in the
– Everybody loves
change.
That's
why they're in the blank they're in right now.
I don't think the 40-minute halves with 20-minute – or sorry, 40-minute games with 20-minute halves is the reason why college basketball has gotten – less popular than it used to be.
We are wholeheartedly agreement on that. So maybe this maybe this is one of them Adam Silver All-Star Game ideas.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's try something.
This is like a, all right, we're going to fix this problem in the hope that it actually, all right, maybe.
Not the fact that we don't know none of the players.
Yeah, none of the players stay.
The players stay for a semester and leave and go to another school. Yeah. Or
nope, it's quarters and halves.
They're fighting for the seventh year of eligibility.
They went to quarters in women's college basketball a number of years ago, and women's college basketball is as popular as it's ever been.
That's true. Maybe because they got great teams.
Could be great players that stick around for a while, but nope, that's not what it is. It's quarters versus halves.
Great teams and great players.
You solved it. You did it.
Jimmy's
all right, let's get to an NFL no huddle. It was kind of funny with everybody else switching, though, that college basketball was the only basketball that had no quarters.
Yeah, man.
High school basketball, youth basketball, women's college basketball,
not
NBA
us.
Basketball, European basketball. Everybody has quarters.
Not us.
So now they joined it, and everybody's on board. All right. Aaron Rodgers was at Steelers minicamp. Obviously, he was running around wearing number 8.
Mm-hmm.
Tommy Maddox, furious somewhere. he had some nice stuff to say about Mike Tomlin, which is great. And like, if he genuinely does have that respect for him in the organization, maybe this will go better than the last couple of situations.
Yeah, because Andy, he was everything. They gave him everything in New York. They're not going to do that here. They're not, because he is – because you kind of got grown-ups there. And I'm not saying anything about Saleh, because I think Robert Saleh is a really good football coach. I think he got a raw deal.
You can only do so much when ownership is what it is.
And not like wanting you in the first place. Right. Not where the big owner
I think Robert Saleh is a really good coach.
I think he's a really good coach.
But you can't out-coach leadership, and that organization's terrible.
And you were forced.
Yeah.
Your hand was forced to get this guy. I truly believe that Robert Saleh did not want him. I probably believe that Robert Saleh saw this on the – because there's no way that he went into this situation of going to the Jets and not saying, I want this, and this. And I mean, Robert's like, oh, hell.
Not great.
Oh,
here we go.
But that's not going to happen in Pittsburgh. I mean, I highly doubt Alan Lazard is going to be on the team. I highly doubt that Randall Cobb's going to be on the team.
Right. All right?
They're not going to trade, but even though I know Tay's in with the Chargers, they're not going to try to sign a trade for Tay.
No.
It's not going to happen.
No. He's going to have to throw to the guys that are there. I don't think he's going to handpick his whole. And I don't think they're going to hire his buddy at OC either.
Oh, no. Nathaniel Hackett. They ain't going to let Nathaniel Hackett in Pittsburgh.
Does Nathaniel Hackett work for anybody right now?
I don't think so, Andy.
Yeah.
Huh. I could be wrong.
Could be wrong.
I don't think so.
All right. Let's hear from Stephon Diggs. The Stephon Diggs saga has come to an end. He said he talked to Vrabel about it.
I want to be as candid with you guys as possible. I kind of like have a thing where I talk about my personal life with people I don't know personally. I'm pretty sure everybody here, men and women, are great people, but you know what I'm saying? I kind of keep my personal life personal. I had a conversation with Vrabes, obviously. I'm going to echo everything that he said. He told me, hoping everybody making good decisions. You know what I'm I'm saying? I had a conversation with people in the building as well, so everything else is everything else. You know, the particulars is all internal.
I agree with a lot of what he said. My only issue I have, and when people say this, is I keep my personal life. Yeah, that's fine. But sure. Stop putting your personal life out there.
Right.
All right?
Because no, you don't. Okay? You know what I mean?
All right? Yeah. Okay? When you're in a situation, I ain't always been married, and I was a wild boy, Andy, and I promise you, you don't do that when you know there's strangers around, when you know that people got a big-ass mouth, and when people have them damn phones out.
Yep.
You got to be careful around it because it could be a live stream of anything. But that's how John kept getting called. Oh, we live streaming it and all that stuff.
Yeah,
so, yeah, you put people in your personal life, so people are going to comment on your personal life. Now, do I think that anything in your personal life has anything with your football life? I do not.
Yeah, like, you think that's the first time Stephon Diggs has ever been on a boat?
No.
With some, like, nice-looking naked ladies?
With a Yamapalooza.
Having a good time?
Yeah, a Yamapalooza.
Yeah, you think that's the first time he's been on a yam yacht?
Yeah, man.
Hell no.
No.
He's been balling his whole career. To me, he was making great decisions. That's just my opinion.
Yeah,
he wasn't the one that filmed it and put it on the internet.
Yeah.
The only bad decision he made, and I stand by this, is he had a silly scarf on. That's it.
Yeah, but that's silly scarf.
But I bet it probably felt nice. It's probably expensive.
That silly scarf didn't get invented because I promise you, they investigated the hell out of it. I'm pretty sure that the Patriots looked into it, had their security people look into it.
Oh, yeah.
And that's the one thing you don't need.
Right. Yeah,
you don't need that.
No, that's true. You don't want to, especially like he hasn't even played for him yet.
You don't need that. That's the only thing.
There's no track record there.
You don't need that. And I know Vrabel, come on, man. What the F?
I still stand firmly with Stephon Diggs.
What the F?
On his boat behavior.
What the F?
I think he was doing great. Here's Tua Tagovailoa talking about a cultural shift in Miami.
Oh, God.
Why? How? What happened?
There is a culture shift.
Where?
And I know it.
It's the same culture.
I mean, I feel it just as much as everyone that's been here since I've gotten into the league. We always hear about, culture shift. You guys have a change of this. You guys are doing this. Always optimistic. But I really do feel in my heart that this is a change of scenery for our guys in the locker room. And then it also transitions to our coaches as well.
What am I missing?
I got it.
Because we get opportunities to lead, and it's not as much the coaches as it is the players.
They got a new practice facility?
No, they rearranged the lockers.
Oh!
Yeah, they rearranged the lockers, so guys are different positions because usually either it's numerical or it's by position.
Okay.
Well, they just put randoms by randoms.
There you go. Get to
know
somebody.
So you get to
know
some of your guys, everything like that. In the calf, when it's time for lunch or whatever, you can't sit with the same guy every day. So, there it is.
I've been to dinner parties that people would have where you go with your spouse and it's maybe their coworkers or something, and you're not allowed to sit next to your spouse.
Hell no.
So then you can get to know everybody who's at the party.
I don't get to know everybody at the party.
Well, okay. Well, you weren't
there.
You
didn't want to
know? Yeah, it was nice. It was great.
Like, you went to a party with Ashley.
Yeah.
And you couldn't sit next to your wife?
Yeah, they were like, all right, you pick a seat, but the only rule is you can't sit next to your spouse. So you sit next to somebody you don't know. So then you get to know other people at the party.
Oh, this is her job, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, obviously wouldn't get, because, you know, I'd be like, man, get your ass over here.
No, it was great.
Yeah.
It's a nice way to meet some people that I otherwise probably want to talk to.
Oh, okay.
But I enjoy meeting people that I don't know.
Yeah, that is true. I'm getting better, though.
Are you?
Yes, I am.
Because even like I just said I almost got mad about it.
No.
Like even hearing that party existed was hard for you to hear.
Andy, I've been shaking hands lately, dog.
Okay.
All right? I've been initiating conversation more.
You have?
I'm getting better, dog.
Who are you even talking to?
It was a couple guys at the cigar bar.
Okay.
Hey, man, how y'all doing? What you smoking on over there?
That's not true. You did not do that.
I did, actually. Okay.
You never in your life, you might have known him, but if you didn't know somebody, you didn't walk up to him and said, what you smoking on over there?
But I did not do that a lot. That's like common cigar bar etiquette.
Okay.
Like, what you smoking on over there, Chief?
All right, man. I'll take your word for it.
I'm getting better, man.
I'll take your word for it. I'll believe you. All right, we'll come back. We'll hear some Falcons minicamp audio. Kirk Cousins spoke into a microphone for the first time in quite some time. Raheem Morris did as well. So don't go anywhere. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You better believe it.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Noon hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Looking forward to our Father's Day, man. Third annual Father's Day dinner, 92.9 The Game Father's Day dinner coming up on Friday at Lazy Dog. In 15 minutes, we'll talk to Jordan Avery. He's bringing his father to the dinner on Friday. He was one of the contest winners on the website. So we'll talk to Jordan about his dad and about his fanhood and just about all kinds of different stuff, Father's Day related and sports and otherwise, in about 15 minutes. And then we'll get to the back page with Bo as well.
And the latest, Andy, of Don't Worry, Fella. I won't hurt ya.
Uh-oh.
We got another New Jersey man.
Wildlife sighting.
A 30-year-old New Jersey man was gored by a bison yesterday at Yellowstone National Park in Wyoming. Ooh. The incident occurred around 9:45 in the morning in the upper part of near Old Faithful when a large group approached the animal and got too close.
Yep.
He was not identified, but he's staying. Yeah, okay. There it is.
Yeah, I mean, there's always one line in the story that is like, oh, yep, well, there it is.
There's the dumbasses. Yep.
Large group approached a bison. They tell you not to do.
And I'm sure it is repeated over and over again.
There's signs on the way in. Every location.
Andy, they need to stop being polite in those signs.
I don't know that they are. I think they're very direct.
There's no
pleases.
They need to put some cuss words in there. Stay your ass away from the damn animals.
Yeah, you have to stay back. Did he die?
No.
Oh, okay.
Or blank around and find out.
Yeah, that's what's going to happen.
That's what's going
to
happen.
Because here's an example of someone going to a national park being responsible.
My family was in that national park.
Your family literally just got done at one of the most popular, one of the most beautiful national parks that we have, Yosemite.
Yes.
They all went there.
They all came back with all their limbs.
They all came back in one piece.
Yes. You know why? Because they understand. Because
they followed the rules.
Yes. But yeah. So, yeah, another dumbass messing around with. And this tale of, don't worry, fella.
Yeah.
I won't hurt ya.
New Jersey, you know? People from New Jersey.
People from Jersey, man. You know, probably thought it was a dog or a rat or something.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. As big as them damn rats
are.
Some
sort of large mammal.
Just unbelievable.
Yeah, stay away from
them. Stay away from the damn animal. They're not there for your entertainment. You know that, right?
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. But from afar, kind of. Like, if you want to look at them, okay, sure. They're not there for your, it's not a touch thing.
Yeah.
You know?
It's no, not they don't want to be petted.
They don't want to, no, they don't. They don't even really want you there,
yes.
But you're allowed to be, and that's fine. But yeah, take pictures from far and keep it moving. Simple as that. Speaking of people that we don't want there, Kirk Cousins was at minicamp yesterday for the Atlanta Falcons, and it sounds like Kirk Cousins is going to be at Falcons stuff for the foreseeable future. Yeah, I mean, this mandatory, and so is training camp, and so are the games. So he'll probably be at those, too. No one ever calls the games that we always call OTAs and mandatory mini camp. And then no one ever says mandatory, you know, game on Sunday at 1 o'clock, although they are right. If you want your contract,
you want that damn
you want
that
money,
that game check.
They
boy,
want
you get a game check ticket because you hasn't overslept or
yeah,
something.
Whether, or just like, I don't want to be there.
Yeah.
No, we want you there.
Yeah.
But yeah, sounds like Kirk's going to be a part of all of it, which is great. Here he is from yesterday at Flowery Branch, elaborating on last year's injury situation.
I don't want to get too into detail, but the Achilles
great.
Healed great. Mm-hmm. What ended up happening was the ankle was just very tight. And so I've had to really, and I got to learn this. I didn't realize this. But everything was strength, build strength, build strength, build strength. So that's what I focused on. And what I realized this offseason was that really the strength was there. It was a mobility issue. And you have to have both. And I really didn't have the mobility. So now it's been mobility, 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 trying to grind on that. And the Falcons have been great, giving me the resources and the equipment I need to be able to do that. And so it's been a learning process. Because when you start in January, you're kind of just throwing stuff at the wall to see what sticks and trying to figure it out. And we've gotten a lot done over the spring.
All right.
There you have it.
There you go. Well,
it's, I mean, look, here's the thing about it is, you know, that's not really what I think they're asking about. I think they're probably asking more about the midseason injury stuff.
Yeah.
But whatever, you get the answer that you get. That goes back to this time last year when it was, okay, I get it. Like, you've been in a bad quarterback situation for a couple of years now. This was the best free agent available. But let's not sit here and act like this is some sort of, like, rubber-stamped victory
no.
or guaranteed anything.
No.
This guy's coming off of an Achilles injury. We have no idea how that's going to look. And that's him talking about that part of it. And, you know, it got better, obviously. He played better as the season went on before he started playing worse. But, I mean, even from jump, it was a risk.
Yeah.
To bring him in.
Yes.
That's why when we sit here 365 days later, when the risk failed, and not so much because of the Achilles, it failed because of what happened in season. That's why you sit here now on the back end, and I don't even know if it's second guess. I think you kind of reiterate your guess because we talked about it when they signed the contract. Was like, man, that's a lot of trust in an older guy coming off of an injury.
Yeah, man.
That he's going to be healthy and be able to win
and
for
there's
you.
Nobody bidding even close to what you are.
Right. And if it doesn't work out, you don't have an out. Like, you're just going to have to pay him and have him be here. Which and is, he has a no trade clause.
Which is so. Crazy. But when you look at players who are just equal and good as him not get the contracts that he got, the multiple-year deal with the no freaking trade clause in it. You know, that's why I keep saying, like, who was else in the bidding? There was nobody.
No.
Like, I understand you want a guy, it don't matter. And they wanted him. Rightfully so, whatever, whatever. It was better than the situation you were coming out of,
right.
We thought, from the last 2 years. And beginning of the year, you kind of saw it until, again, the injury comes down. And like most players, and I say this all the time, we all play injured. We all play sometimes when you're not supposed to play. But when you know you're out there and you're not doing the best, you're not doing what's in the best interest of your teammates because you're worried about losing your job, that's completely different. A lot of us have lied to the doctor and everything. Almost. A lot of us lied to the doctor and said, you know, yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Knowing daggone well you're not. So, I mean, I understand that part, what he's talking about. But when it's to the detriment of the team because you don't want to lose your job to a young guy,
yeah.
That's messed up.
Yeah, it is. And again, like I don't think him being there is going to be an issue. I mean, they talked about that. We can hear from Raheem talking about that in just a minute. I mean, I think it's like a little bit of a culture test for them to make sure that it isn't. Mm-hmm. It's a culture test you should be able to pass very easily.
Yes.
Like if Kirk Cousins being there, and especially being the way that he is, like he said what he said yesterday, he's going to be a good whatever, he's going to be a professional about it. And that's kind of that. Like if him being there is enough of a distraction to throw you off base, then you were pretty easily thrown off base.
Yeah.
That still, to me, though, like the football part of it can fix itself. Like if Penix plays great, it's fixed and you move on. I still look at the process of it and where we are right now with Kirk a little bit concerned just because of everything you just said. Like, you didn't have to go so far and make the deal that you made to have him here.
No.
That's why, again, you can win your way out of this.
Yes.
But you still look at the front office and you're like, man, you got that was... It was a risk.
But I mean,
it was a real gamble you guys lost on that one.
You look at the team that gave up, damn near gave up so much draft capital for a quarterback, and it flopped in their face. But what did they do? Still win the Super Bowl. Talking about 49ers.
Oh, right. Yeah, you can win your way out of this.
You can win your way out of it. You're absolutely correct. But they have not done that. Like, the 49ers, they're way past. They didn't sign their damn franchise quarterback to a multi-year deal. So they're way out of that. Nobody even gives a damn about the Trey Lance and everything like that and the picks they gave up. Because right. I'm assuming that this was the last year of those picks.
Sure.
For whatever. For
yeah,
Cleveland.
But you're right. No one even – that was a number three overall pick that they had to trade up to get.
Yes.
And no one even talks about it.
Nobody cares.
Because they've won their way out of
yes,
it. So, yes, you can win your way out of it. I still, though, like, if you're like a 49ers fan, you might be like – dang, you guys really were wrong about that one.
Yeah. Like,
you guys really got that one wrong. I don't know if that makes me look funny at your evaluation. And I guess maybe they fixed it by also turning Mr. Irrelevant into a franchise quarterback. So maybe that alleviates your concern a little bit. But yeah, I mean, look, it all comes back to what number nine does on the field. If Michael Penix balls, then this all will be water under the bridge and you move on from it. The only way this becomes a distraction is bad player injury, and then here it is.
Mm-hmm.
And that's to me why I would move on from Kirk anyway, just because I don't even want the inkling of a distraction.
Yeah, but
I'm not them.
Yeah, exactly.
I also am not the one who gave him $100 million.
Yeah.
So maybe you got to just eat it.
But do they look at it like they shouldn't have drafted him? Like, well, what if that does happen?
What do you mean?
What if the injury or something does happen?
Yeah, then you got him.
Then you got him.
But wouldn't they? I know. Yeah. It's a road I don't want to go down.
Exactly.
But it's like the only, that only leads to problems. All right, we'll come back. Jordan Avery is going to join us. We will, he's going to be a part of our Father's Day celebration on Friday here at the radio station. We'll chat with him about that and about his dad. We'll get to the back page with Bo as well. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Yeah, it's a good Father's Day song.
Hell yeah.
So I feel about my mother. No bigger pimp out there than Steve Bunker. He'll be there on Friday night. Steve will be in the house, 3 for 3. It will get to the back page with Bo coming up in just about 5 minutes from right now. Back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Grant McCauley, as always, on Wednesdays, talk about the Braves. Yeah. So we regret to inform you, we will talk about the Atlanta Braves coming up at 1:20.
Team Grant talk about?
God, I don't know. What else is Grant into? Star Wars.
Oh, no. Okay. We're definitely not going there. We're definitely not going there. Wrestling,
yeah, he loves it.
He loves wrestling.
He loves that. I don't know a ton about it. Bo does. So maybe Bo and Grant will just talk about wrestling at 1:20.
Okay,
me and Randy will get
I'm sure he don't even want to talk about
there's
the
nothing
Braves.
To say.
Yeah,
there's
I'm sure he don't even want to talk about it.
But you know what there is something to say about is our Father's Day dinner on Friday at Lazy Dog Restaurant. Looking forward to that. It's the third one in a row, and it's always a great time. Great to meet listeners and their dads, and they get to meet us and our families as well. One of the listeners that's going to be there, his name Jordan Avery, who's on with us right now. Jordan, thanks for calling in, man. Thanks for entering the contest.
What up, Jay?
Hey, guys, appreciate you squeezing me in before you talk about the Braves. Better before than after.
Yeah, no kidding. Easy act to proceed. tell us about Friday night and your dad and why you wanted to bring him to the event.
Yeah, no, I'm really looking forward to it. You know, my dad and I, a lot of our time together has been bonding over sports from, you know, he coached my soccer team from kindergarten through middle school, nice. Came to all my basketball games, track meets, cross-country meets, as boring as it is to watch cross-country. and then even in high school, when I got accepted into Georgia Tech, he started taking me to football games nice. So I could get kind of ramped up into it. And that was 2009, back when those were even more enjoyable to go to. It's the Paul Johnson era. So a lot of our bonding has been over sports, which has been great. And even though he might think Joseph Martinez and Freddie Freeman are still in Atlanta sports, he still likes right. to go to Atlanta United games and Braves games.
No, we wish they
were. Yeah, I wish they were.
what's your pop's name?
Kirk.
Kirk, okay, well, we look forward to seeing Kirk and everything. I got a question
the
now.
The favorite Kirk I've talked about today.
Yeah, it is.
That's right.
Actually, yeah, we've been kind of crapping on Kirks and everything like that. So I saw you try to sneak the Georgia Tech thing in there. Now, was that like something you guys always wanted you to go to, or how did that come into the play as far as where you went to school?
Yeah, math and science were kind of always my thing, and we've been in Georgia since the 90s, and okay. So it just kind of fell into it. Been big Tech fans for a long time. Okay. Our family didn't really have any family that were into Georgia. We had Auburn family, but made it easy. And then my married into it as well. My wife is fourth generation Yellow Jacket.
Nice, 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 nice.
Smart family.
Yeah.
Yes.
If there's, I know you talked about, you know, your dad being such a part of the sports fanhood and journey and all of that. Is there one moment that stands out? Is there like a favorite game or something that you could tell folks about that your dad was involved in?
Yeah. Going together to the Atlanta United, the whole playoff series, but I especially remember the championship game, being able to go to that together, and you don't get a lot of championship moments in Atlanta history, but being able to do that together was really special. You know, he didn't really get into soccer. Obviously, he coached me through it, but professionally didn't get into it. But again, he just takes a passion in everything I'm passionate about, and it definitely shows.
Well, we look forward to meeting him and you on Friday night. Thanks for listening, and thanks for being a part of the contest. We can't wait to see you guys.
Appreciate you, Jordan.
I appreciate it, guys.
Jordan Avery there. Jordan Avery there, 92.9 The Game listener, Tech alum, and bringing his dad to hang out with us on Friday night.
Love it, love it, love it, love it.
Yeah, it'll be a good time.
Kirk! Mr. Kirk.
Kirk Avery.
Kirk Avery. Sound like a badass.
Does.
Kirk Avery.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Again, best Kirk we've talked about today. Let's get to the back page with Bo after this. Or nope. Let's get to the back page with Bo right now. After this intro is what I meant, after this sounder. Brought to you by Solomon Brothers Jewelry. Go to one of their three locations or shop online at SolomonBrothers.com or on Instagram at Solomon Brothers. Hello, Bo.
Lots of back page worthy audio coming out of NFL mini camps, including this one first, how Aaron showed up to Steelers camp wearing a new piece of jewelry.
Is that an aura ring or anything else, that wedding ring?
Yeah, it's a wedding ring.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
How long ago?
It's been a couple months.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers has been married for a couple months now.
Good for him.
Yeah,
good
maybe
for her. Why is that a deal?
I don't think that he's with Moonbeam hopefully anymore. Yeah, so I mean, maybe it's somebody that's grounded.
Or maybe they got married.
Maybe they got married. Could've. Maybe they got married and he did not tell none of y'all, them nosy ass folks. Maybe they got married at Ashram or something like that.
Now, here's an example.
And got it done.
Here's an example of someone not wanting their public life to be,
yes,
or private life to be public. He clearly doesn't care that we know. And I don't care that we know either.
Yes.
So Aaron Rodgers is married and wonderful.
Good for him.
He does seem like a different, well, we'll see.
No. Yeah. I ain't going there yet. No. We'll see. We ain't going there.
Another quarterback got married in the last couple of months. His name was Josh Allen. So Josh Allen is asked about winning the MVP, getting a new contract, and getting married. And he only talks about one of them.
I mean, they've all been – I've been big, none other than marrying my best friend. And,
there you go.
You know, she makes everything easier, so I don't really focus on the other stuff. You know, that was the most important decision I'll make in my life, and you know, I made the right one.
Good for you, marrying an Avenger, Josh Allen.
Good for
you.
Because his wife's an actress,
Haley, right? Steinfeld.
Yeah. Like they were together what, 8 months?
I think it was longer than that. They got a baby on the way, and whatnot, or may have already
like
had
nine
a baby.
Months? Okay, yeah. I mean, I love it. You know, the funniest thing about these cats getting married and going on. It's not the funny. It's the most why the exes who didn't get, because he was in another public relationship.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, that happens or whatever. And then she goes on podcasts and be like throwing salt. Get over it.
Dude.
You guys, he didn't want your ass.
If you go on a podcast,
yes,
because you're a famous person's ex,
you'll lose. Do not generalize people like that, Randy.
You're
sticking loser.
Yeah, like
right?
if that's go the
find
reason.
You, go find you another woman, go find you another damn man.
All right, coming up next on our podcast, we're going to talk to this person's ex-girlfriend.
Yeah.
What are they famous for? They dated him.
Yeah.
All right. They're going to come on and say some negative stuff about him.
Yeah,
that'll be cool.
Get over your damn self.
Well, it's like all the people that dated Aaron Rodgers, and then now that, you know, he's whatever in the news, they want to talk about how their relationship was bad. Well, yeah, that's why you broke up.
Yeah,
that's all we needed to know.
Hey, won't you?
Yeah, you broke up.
She was fine.
It was fine.
She did all. She did what you wouldn't do. She made me fish.
I will.
Yeah, like whatever.
Advise you to listen to our podcast, Off the Cuff.
Yeah, man.
Because we do have an update on how last night's first date went with Abe.
The killer.
That's the kind of relationship conversation you want on a podcast. The Off the Cuff podcast, publishing at 2:00 today. Now, how can you find it? Simple. All you have to do is subscribe to the Andy and Randy Midday Show podcast. That's on the Odyssey app, that's on Spotify, that's on iTunes, that's everywhere you find your podcast. The Off the Cuff podcast is posted to our show podcast. It's not its own separate thing. It's posted like it's a segment of the show. So just download the Andy and Randy podcast. Off the Cuff will be there today at 2:00, and you can find out how last night.
Find out if there will be a second date.
Find out if there's
killer
a second date.
Killer, exactly killer, right. Hey.
Speaking exactly of right. Buffalo Bills, have y'all ever thought about the question, what if you only had 24 hours to live?
Uh-uh.
Like what you would do?
Have I ever thought about it?
Yeah, like what really you would do?
I've thought about if I got like a terminal diagnosis, but never if it was just 24 hours.
So somebody asked Buffalo Bills wide receiver Keon Coleman this very question.
I wake up, I'm jacking a car, I'm jacking a lamb. Probably hit by 200 on the highway, just bored, just vibing. Go take a haircut, get some donuts and that. By 1:00, I'm gonna go skydiving into the water with the sharks. By 2:00, swim with the sharks, do all that. I'm only gonna go there for about 30 minutes. The other 30 minutes, probably fish on the water, whatever the case. Get on the speedboat, drive around, hit the jet ski. Probably crash into like a yacht or something. Like, I turn into like real life GTA at that point. Oh, it's just a crash out there. I got that young ball. Whatever album, we running it. I don't know what else I'm going to do the rest of the day. I'm going to just be bored. Probably go bowling, Top Golf, get some of that out of the way. Oh, yeah, my slogan going to be Beer Your Feet Off. And my feet, these 24 hours, wherever I'm putting them at. So we dug it, we living.
What about for dinner?
Some seafood, pasta, some little wagyu steak, a filet mignon, you feel me? Some mashed potatoes, I don't know. I'm in the day with a bang. Shoot fireworks, shoot an RPG or something.
It's a great answer.
He goes from shooting fireworks to shooting a rocket launcher.
Like, damn. Like, this dude, like, it's a hell of a damn day.
It's a great answer.
He taking some folks with him, it seemed like.
Seems like it, yeah.
Yeah, it seemed like he taking some folks with him.
That's a super packed day, because he says at the very beginning of this, because I had to cut some of it out, he's like, well, first off, to be honest with you, I'm going to sleep in. This is all after he sleeps in. So you picture him waking up at like noon.
Yeah.
He's only going to have about, 14 hours.
Well, he laid out a full day of activities. The real question is, because he's not lasting the full 24 hours. Like
he's going to die probably.
He listed a lot of things that would definitely cost him his life. Like, at what point in the day does he?
Yeah.
Would you just want to do a bunch of stuff that you wouldn't otherwise do because you might die?
Yes.
Because if you do die, who cares? You were going to die in 7 hours.
Skydiving into water with sharks?
He said he's going to run a jet ski into a yacht.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. He's going to take out some folks. A jet? Come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you were in that situation, then you could do some stuff that you wouldn't do because you were worried about hurting yourself.
Right.
I'm trying to think, like, that's how basically every decision I make is based on that.
But no, I'm just saying, like,
maybe I'd speed for once.
24 hours, I mean, I'm going to do anything I can to enjoy it all, but I'm not going to take nobody with me.
Right, I don't want to hurt anybody.
And I'm not going to end it with a bang, maybe like, some fireworks or a rocket propelled grenade.
And I don't want to be eaten. You know what I mean? Like,
true. Like, if you did die early, you don't want it to be super painful.
I don't
want to
be super early, but I could see me doing some wild stuff.
Yeah, I mean, you'd have to.
Some people would get punched in the face.
That's what you do.
A lot of people get punched
in
the face.
That's what you do. You spend the last 24 hours settling scores.
Yes. A lot of people get punched in the damn
getting
face.
Getting revenge.
Who are you going to punch?
Huh?
Just like one person. Who would it be?
I don't need that because I don't want people in my personal life, Andy.
Oh, yeah. You want to keep your personal life private. Yes.
So speaking of Buffalo Bills or former Buffalo Bills wide receivers and personal life. So, of course, when Stephon Diggs grabs a microphone, all the Timmy Tube socks around him want to ask him about one thing. And he actually does a pretty good job. You can tell Stephon Diggs has been in the league for a while.
Where's my bag?
Obviously, it's a conversation, that's happening internal. You know, I can't have too much of a conversation about it. But I've been in this league 10 years. You can format the question many different ways. You know, I'm going to obviously answer it the same way.
Well done.
Being recorded.
Well done.
Once again, you can format the question many different ways. You know what I'm I've been doing this for 10 years. The conversation that I had with Raves and the people in the building, obviously, is going to be handled internal. You know what I'm saying? In-house thing. So.
Obviously, regret it happened?
So you asked me again. I would hate to repeat myself again.
Tried to tell you.
Good job.
Yeah, not going to answer.
One of them guys, whoever the hell that was, didn't get he should have spit in his face.
Maybe that's a face punch right there.
Right there.
24-hour face punch.
You know he's a little-ass dork. Only dorks keep going like that.
It's such not a, I don't know.
It's not even a football story.
I don't understand.
So just go kick rocks.
So speaking of things that may or may not be in a little Altoid box, it has come to fruition. We all like energy drinks here.
No, yeah.
I like, coffee.
Yeah, similar thing. So I drink Celsius. I know that Abe drinks Celsius on occasion. It's one of the only energy drinks that comes in grape, which is what drew me to it. So it turns out, and this is a Detroit Tigers beat reporter, Emily Walden, tweeted that Celsius contains a substance that is making people fail drug tests for cocaine.
Huh.
What?
Celsius, of course, is denying this.
What if it was just cocaine?
It's an energy drink. I don't know.
To me, it sounds like somebody on that snout.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody's trying to get away with doing cocaine and failing a drug test.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody on that.
You know what? I've been drinking a lot of Celsius.
Sound like your ass been on that.
Now, cocaine is not a banned substance in Major League Baseball. If a Detroit Tiger failed because of it.
Now, it is a banned substance in
it's a banned substance in life.
Of America.
Yeah. It's not a banned substance in league?
I don't think so, no. Just performance.
Well, it's kind of one of those steroids things like they don't ban it because it's illegal.
Yeah.
They
ban it because it makes you better at baseball.
Well, but no, they don't ban it in Major League Baseball because you can't do it. You're not allowed to do coke. If you're doing coke, you're breaking the law. Man.
It's not banned between innings, huh?
It's not banned to shoot the second baseman either, but it's against the law. Yeah.
That snout between.
By the way, plenty of guys have done that. Like,
yeah.
And others.
Yeah.
It was a lot of, like, defensive specialists in the 80s that were pretty excitable.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That, man. Yeah.
Like that whole Mets team.
Yeah. Oh, God, yes. Missing parades and...
Yeah, man. Well, it's not banned.
But it's not banned. It's not on the list.
By the league.
That is crazy. That's crazy that it's not on the list.
Don't be doing any Celsius either, though.
Doing Celsius.
Get popped for it. You guys over there doing Celsius every day before the show. That's why Abe's so loud. All right. We'll come back. We'll get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.